Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 9, you will hear stories from our 10th collection, Now or Never. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Introduction. It's now or never, we sometimes think, and so we leap. Time waits for no one, no guts, no glory. Our philosophies and folklore are full of admonitions and encouragements to act and to act now, so we are off in a flash, perhaps. But as quickly as we consider all the reasons why, we are niggled by the why nots. Better safe than sorry, fools rush in, that sort of thing. So we hold back, we think and reconsider. We are in a quandary, wondering which way to go, whom to choose, what to do now. And we are haunted as well by the specter of later, looking back with regret and wondering, what if only I had fill in the blank. But take heart. In that quandary lies evidence of our values, our predilections, our druthers, and also our recollections of what our elders told us we ought to do. How close we heed them, however, is another matter. Knowing what to do and doing it are indeed different things. Thus, our quandaries are the seedbeds for the stories we tell about our now or nevers. But now and never are not always a choice. Each word stands on its own as a state of being. With now, we are in the present, dealing with what is, reality staring us hard, eye to eye. And in never, we perhaps face finality, the end of something. Be it dreaded, bothersome, or deeply loved, it is no more. Mostly, though, when we ponder now or never, we reminisce and consider our lives as a series of choices. And looking back, we see the points at which we made important diversions from one path onto another, which is why we are where we are, and why we are who we are, and we have our stories to tell. We are delighted by the response to our 10th call for personal stories, and we are thankful to all the writers who invested time and energy into crafting personal stories for possible inclusion in this anthology. From among the submissions, we chose stories to include based on the quality of the writing and the resonance of the personal experiences shared with the announced theme, Now or Never, personal stories about courage and regret, danger and desire, about choosing. We have stories about endings, our struggles with disease and the coming to terms with what will be a different life, a shorter life than we might have hoped for. We have as well stories about such endings brought on willfully and the impacts and effects those passings have for the loved ones remaining, be they spouses, parents, friends, or colleagues. We have stories of connections made at deathbed sides that touch those attending with deep revelations for them. We have stories of challenges made and challenges taken, some in the emotional soup of adolescence, some hearing the voice of an elder's expectations, some from the desperation of being trapped in a going-nowhere routine, and others from the wisdom of years when committed actions count for more than myriad insincere declarations. We have stories of the unexpected, a literal windfall of dollars, a pilfered Bible delivered to a mailbox as an act of ought-to-be justice, a baseball tossed to a fan who remembered a favored nickname, and a lingering, thoughtful encounter with a stranger who becomes more recognizable the longer one ponders the similarities. We have stories of self-discovery, affirmation of readiness for a new life role from an unlikely young seatmate, building deep new friendships among fellow adventurers halfway around the globe, understanding that magic and novelty are just not wild enough, accepting that music played from the heart soothes grief better than perfection ever could, and realizing that doing what is good for me is honest self-care. Some stories are about searching for our ancestors and our elders, bringing those we will never meet into our now, perhaps imbuing them with qualities we would like for ourselves, or affirming that the love we witnessed between them across a lifetime was deeply rooted for a reason, or at least confirming their whereabouts so we can remember them in a place and time and visit them there when we might. We have writers recalling how they got started in their craft in high school with the right type of skill, and how a second act interest blossomed into more than a pastime and became a passion, and how sometimes being where a reporter needs to be to get the story they want can leave them out in the cold. Other stories are shared by those who are glad they took their chances to breed a new colt a dozen years in advance of enjoying it, to start a new business no one else had ever done, to reach back openly when family reaches out from a long silence, to hike back down into the dry, hot canyon to help a stranger, to save the life of a 10-year-old, and to experiment with marijuana 50 years later than your peers. This collection includes stories of teachers who stayed on for a while after they had decided to leave and discovered their true calling and passion. We have a story of world treasures in trouble from tourists, and one of a daughter troubled by the lack of a parallel world created just in time for her mother. These are some of the stories among all those we share in this collection. We think our writers have brought their best for you to read and to consider. On matters of courage and desire, danger and regret, the following stories are offered to you. It's time to get started, yes? Now or never. Read more about this writer and background on this story in a special feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 10 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELLJones.com. There you can learn more about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.